Let's talk sport with Brent Costello from WinTV. Morning, mate.
Darren, how are you going?
Going very well, thank you. So we had two games of AFL on the weekend. Let's start with the Brisbane North Melbourne game at Blunston.
Yeah, it went along to this. It was pretty good. North Melbourne sort of hung in there for a while, didn't they, before Brisbane stamped their authority on the match to win by 23. But North just look a better team at Blunston Arena to me, and they're building nicely. Tarryn Thomas, gee, he's an absolute star of the game. He's going to be, I'm going to put out there, future Brownlow medalist. There you go.
Wow.
Very, very, very good player, Tarryn Thomas, and was slotted in very nicely as he starts to play a bit more midfield time with the Kangaroos. But full credit to the Lions. I would have been nervous about this game after watching GWS the week before and how they went against North Melbourne. So to get away with that 23-point win, they'll be pretty happy, I reckon.
Mm. And Essendon, first time in Tassie in about 30 years. A fairly close-ish, I think it was 13 points in the end against the Hawks at UTAS yesterday.
Yeah, it got back to within a kick with a couple of minutes to go, so it was pretty tight, wasn't it? But gee, it was good to see the crowd there. It was a magnificent crowd, and it shut a few people up, I think, on the mainland that have been giving us a hard time about the Tasmanian crowds. But it just goes to show, if they send good teams here, we'll come and watch them.
Correct.
It's all about the draw. So hopefully the AFL take notice of that, and we get a few bigger drawing clubs here next year, if these deals are signed off on, which they are yet to be. So we'll keep a close eye on that. But yeah, good win to the Bombers. They're continuing to put a good season together, aren't they? They're just sitting outside the top eight now by one win. So all things are going pretty well for the Bombers at the moment.
Righto, let's go to the TSL. What's doing there?
Well, a good win to the Tigers on the weekend there, putting together some sort of season there. 7 wins, 4 losses now, and this is their best ever season in the TSL since they joined back in 2014. So well done to Trent Bormula and his crew. They're going very, very nicely indeed. They have played one extra game ahead of a lot of the competition at the moment, though. So that's okay. They're still going very nicely. In other games over the weekend, Lauderdale finally got another victory. They defeated North Hobart comfortably too by 70-odd points at North Hobart Oval. And Launceston, in that record-breaking game for Jay Blackberry, they were far too good for Glenorchy, 147-34.
Righto. NBL, Grand Final Series. So Melbourne 2-0 over Perth so far.
Hard to see them losing from here now, isn't it? Only got to win their next game, the first one too, in front of their home crowd. So they've gone to Perth, won both games on the road away from home. So just a mere formality for me, I reckon, now that they're going to wrap it up. Perth, a bit of a walking wounded about them as well. So I reckon the job will get done this Friday night and the NBL season will be done and dusted, but we won't get too far ahead yet. We'll talk a bit more about that on Friday. But gee, they're going pretty well united, that's for sure.
Mm. Now, in the NBL 1, so at this stage, games going ahead at Ulverston this coming Saturday night against, I think it's Bendigo, so we'll keep an eye on that over the next few days. Now, the A-League, what's happening there?
Well, we've got some grand finalists in the A-League. So we had a couple of, semi-finals on the weekend, I'm assuming they're calling them. But the new kids on the block, they put together a good season, MacArthur, but that came to a close yesterday. They went down to Melbourne City 2-0 in the first or the second semi-final. So Melbourne City through to the grand final, and they'll meet Sydney FC. They were too good for Adelaide United, 2-1 on Saturday. So the grand final this Saturday night, Melbourne City hosting, I believe, Sydney FC. I'm sure they'll be hosting that game with things back on track in Victoria now, it seems. So and not so good in Sydney at the moment. So that's the grand final this Saturday night, Darren, which we're looking forward to.
Right, now for next season, you're at WinTV, so you take a lot of sports programming from Channel 10, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so A-League going on your channel next year, I believe.
Well, it would have been, but we're switching back to Channel 9 on July the 1st.
There you go, there's a scoop, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so we're going back to Channel 9 programming as of July 1. So, yes, so you won't see it on us.
Okay. Right. Well, I've learned something new. Very good. Okay. Now, let's talk NPL. So, Devonport Strikers, they had a 2-0 win over Launceston City on the weekend. Now, Glenorchy had a draw with Olympia, so that leaves Devonport only 1 point behind Glenorchy on the ladder now.
Yeah, it's exciting, isn't it, for the Strikers? You know, it's always, after coming off a big win like they did, there's always, you know, they're going to be able to back it up kind of thing after You know, all that energy would have took out of them too after playing extra time and penalties and all that sort of thing. But to get that win or escape with that win is really good. But obviously, it took a bit out of the Knights because, as you say, they've drawn that game. That's a costly draw for them, really, because, you can see what happens up the other end of the state. But, Devonport get the job done and get the extra couple of points. So it's showing up to be a really good back half of the season in the NPL.
Yeah. All right, we'll finish with Supercars. Van Giz, 2-from-2 at Darwin on the weekend. So he's outright leader on the championship now. It'd be pretty hard to beat from here, I'd reckon, because, he's just one of those guys where once he gets on a roll, he's very, very hard to pin back. So I'm tipping him to win the championship this year.
221 points ahead now, he is. So, yeah, absolutely flying. And I think he equaled Peter Brock's equaled tally of 48 victories. So he's going pretty well if you're tying with someone like him. So, yeah, he's dominating. Took care of both races on the weekend, as you said. And very, very hard to pin down from here, I reckon. Yep,
and they're off to Townsville next in the Supercars. All right, mate, thanks for that. And we'll catch you on WinTV tonight from 6.
Thanks, mate.